The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at that place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine, 7:30. Can I just give you one little housekeeping item for our new church? One little housekeeping item. Actually, two little housekeeping items. First of all, I was told by the AC guy that there's, just because the materials have been exposed to rain and moisture, he says it's going to take several months for this place to become to its natural arid condition. It's going to be kind of humid for a few months, and that's going to make you think that it's hotter than it is in here, okay? But something I just learned this week, if you touch the thermostat, you know what happens? You turn off the AC, okay? So you're really tempted, I'm going to lower that thing. All you're doing is turning it off, right? So I'm going to put it in boxes, but a little housekeeping item there. And that has nothing to do with what I wanted to say here this morning. Just a little thought for you here. Now, something that I've wanted to tell you for a long, long time, but I've never had the opportunity, and that is the importance of taking a rest, both mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Something that I've wanted to tell you for a long, long time, and our gospel today finally gives me the opportunity to do so, because it provides a springboard for this subject. What you just heard was the story of the apostles who just returned from their first missionary journey. Jesus sent them out, and they've been preaching, and they've been teaching, and they've been healing people, and they've been working miracles, and they've been telling people about the kingdom of God in a way people have never heard before, right? And the people can't get enough. And they come from all sides, and they keep those poor apostles so busy that they don't have time to rest. They don't even have time to eat. And so our Lord says to them, "You must come apart by yourselves and rest for a while." And here's our message here this morning. Our Lord's words to his apostles are our Lord's words to you. You must come apart by yourselves and rest. You know, in 1998, Pope John Paul II wrote an apostolic letter called Dies Domini. And in that letter, he made the most interesting point. He said that people in our own time need rest in a way that people in past centuries and past generations never did, because people in our own time have stresses in their lives that no people in history have ever had to deal with before, right? Like your cell phone, for example. You ever stop to consider the stress that even if people aren't constantly in contact with you, they could be, right? And you're always getting phone call or a text message or a voice message or an email or a pop-up notification, and there's a 24-hour news cycle, and it wears you down inside. You ever had the chance to go to a place in which they don't have electricity? You know, I've had extended experiences in the missions. I was in Rwanda, and I was in Haiti, and I was, you know, up in the hill country in Mexico. And these villages, they didn't have electricity, and you think that sounds awful. But let me tell you, it had its advantages. Nobody can bother you, right? It's great. And when the sun goes down at night, people go home. And they go to their homes, and their time is their own. And they spend their time with their family, they spend their time with their friends, and day in, day out, I'm telling you, it's peaceful. And this is the way people have lived for centuries. I mean, look at all these people in these developing nations, and we think, oh, those poor, poor people. And as I've mentioned before, their standard of living might be very, very low, but their quality of life is very, very high. And so we need to take a break from all these stresses. It's like St. Ambrose said back in the 4th century, you've got to let the bowstring rest. And he used the image of an archer, right? It's like you pull back on the bow and you just leave it taut the whole time. It's never going to be any good for you when you need it to do what it's supposed to do. You got to take a break. Turn off the phone. Get away from the screen. Plug in with reality, with people who you know, with nature, and you will find a restorative power that you've been searching for, hungering for, and thirsting for. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about this morning either. The real thing that I wanted to talk to you about this morning is the importance of spiritual rest. I would like to make a differentiation between being exhausted and being depleted. You know, exhausted is when you're physically worn out. When I was a little boy, I used to make money in the summer by mowing lawns. Get home at the end of the day, and you're exhausted. Right? Or you study for your tests, and you know, your mind is so, you're so spent, you can't even concentrate, you hardly remember your own name, and you're exhausted. But you know, you get yourself a good night's rest, and you wake up the next day, and you spring right back. It's great. But then there's being depleted. And it's a spiritual reality. And all the rest in the world doesn't change that. Listen, you were made for God. And if you don't relate on a regular basis to the God who created you, you will have a vacancy and a void in your soul that nothing in this world can ever fill. Our Lord's words to his apostles are his words to you. You must come apart by yourselves and rest for a while. And when he says rest, he means rest with him. It's like St. Augustine said so many years ago, you've made us for yourself, O God. And our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Ask yourself this question. Are you agitated? Easily angered? Do you always need some kind of a distraction or some kind of an entertainment or some kind of a screen? Are you disturbed on the inside? Does your soul lack peace? Are you restless? If so, please understand, you will always be restless until you rest in Him. And our Lord has intended for us to have this rest from the very beginning. It was His plan from day one. The year 63 BC, the Roman general Pompey conquered the land of Israel. Okay, when he got to Israel, he noticed three things he'd never seen before. First of all, there was a temple with no images in it whatsoever. Temple in Jerusalem, he'd never seen anything like it. Secondly, there was a lake in which nobody could drown. It was the Dead Sea. You ever been to Israel? It's the most amazing thing. No matter what happens, you pop right up like a cork, right? You can't drown. And the third thing was that there was a day in which people did no work whatsoever. The Sabbath day. And he'd never seen anything like that. Right, we have this concept of the weekend, right? And we take this for granted, forgetting that God invented the weekend. You know, what's the weekend? It's the Jewish Sabbath day of Saturday combined with a Christian holy day of Sunday. Paganism never knew any such thing. They worked 7 days a week nonstop. And our Lord said from the very beginning to his people, you're going to be my people. You're going to call time out from your work and you are going to remember me. You're going to rest in me. And you've heard the story before, right? You go back to the book of Exodus. And Moses goes to Pharaoh and he says, let my people go. Except if you read the book Exodus more closely, you realize what Moses actually said to Pharaoh was, let my people go to worship me. This is the command of the Lord. And Pharaoh said, give you a day off? Are you nuts? Do you have any idea what that would do to the economy of Egypt? Do you have any idea where we'd make up for that lost productivity? A day off for your God? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Moses. I'm going to give your people even more work. They had to make bricks out of straw back in the Old Testament. And Pharaoh said, I'm not going to supply your straw anymore. You got to do it for yourself, but you have to come up with the same quota of bricks. I'm going to work you so hard that you got no time for this God of yours, that you'll have no rest in which to hear his word. That is what God sent Moses to save his people from. Of course, we can't relate to that at all in our own time, can we? Right? We can't relate at all to a society that's so busy that it has no time to remember God, no time to hear his word. Now, that's exactly what we're living in, and that's what our Lord wants to rescue us from. But understand, if you want to rest in the Lord, you have to give it time. Somebody once asked Bill Gates, why don't you go to church on Sunday? Bill Gates said, because I can think of so many more productive things to do with my time. I mean, he's really honest in one sense. You have to take time out in which you're not doing one thing and to do another. And God bless you all, right? Here you are, 7:30 Mass. It doesn't get more deliberate than 7:30, right? That's the 7:30 crowd. It doesn't get more deliberate than crack of dawn getting over here. God bless you. Please understand this is just the beginning. Please understand this is just the beginning. You want to take that spirit of the Sabbath, right? The spirit of rest, and you want to apply it all across your life. You want to have time in your day in which you don't do anything except pray to God. And it takes time. I came to this church at 4:30 a.m. Would you believe that? I've been here for 3.5 hours already. Because I knew that once the day got going, it was going to gallop away from me. And if I wanted to call time out and just be with the Lord, I had to make that happen. That's how you rest in the Lord. You got to take time out of your schedule to get to confession. And it's hard. You got to stop what you're doing. You got to plan it. You got to figure out when are the confessions. Truck across town. Get in line and wait. And don't misunderstand, the priest goes to confession too, all right? I don't stand in the mirror and give myself forgiveness. Wish I could. Be a lot easier. But it takes time. It takes time. You want to take, in a sense, time or space out of your world and dedicate it to God. You know, make sure that in your home you've got a place on your wall for holy things. Like a crucifix or an image of the Blessed Mother or an image of the Sacred Heart or an image of Saint Joseph. Don't forget your family. And that space that might otherwise be given to something else. It's the spirit of the Sabbath. Let me throw out one more recommendation for you. It'd be a really great thing if once a year you could take a retreat. You know, our diocese is offering these things all over the place. And you call time out and you put yourself in our Lord's presence and you give yourself to him and you rest in him and you walk away restored. Because you've plugged into the God who created you. And you know what happens when you do this as well? You become a blessing for everybody who knows you. Because you're leaning on something stronger than yourself. There's a series of paintings by an American artist named Thomas Cole. They're called The Stages of Life. And one painting is depicted as middle age. And you know how he depicts middle age? It's a poor man hurtling down a whitewater canyon in a broken boat. Middle age, completely out of control. Life is carrying you along, right? But try to picture that. Picture life as you're hurtling down a whitewater canyon and you're controlled by all these things. There's the news, there's the economy, there's the stock market, there's what your friends are doing, there's what your friends are not doing, and it's totally out of your control, and you feel out of your element and hopeless. Now imagine for a moment what might happen if you could grab hold of a rock. You'd become as strong as the rock. And more than this, you'd become strong enough to offer help to anyone else, even though you yourself are weak. This is the secret of the saints. This is what happens when you learn how to rest in the Lord. You become a blessing for everybody who knows you. You know, the saints are these great spiritual giants, right? You know what people don't realize? They're spiritual giants because they learned how to sit on God's shoulders. And you can do that. And God wants you to do that. St. Therese, she came to the end of her life. She says, I don't boast of my merits before God. I have no merits before God. He did everything. St. John Vianney came to the end of his life. They told him he had an hour left to live. He said, I go before my God with empty hands. They're not being coy. They're speaking truthfully. They rest in the Lord. They relied on the Lord. And that's why they were such a blessing for everybody who knows them. You must be the same way. So, you know, it's our Lord's message to you this morning. You're living in a crazy world, and it's hurtling you along with the distractions and stresses and worries and problems. And our Lord says to his apostles and to you, you must come apart by yourselves and rest for a while. And understand, your hearts will always be restless until you rest in him. Amen.